Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure as always. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Our buddy Tom Beck is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is he's a stand-up comedian. He does his act right here on a regular basis. He's also a talk show host. He's been a salesman, which I have been. He's been a sales manager, me too. And his book is called There's No Business Without the Show. And he talks to us about our small businesses from the perspective of the show business industry. And he's our good buddy. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back on, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's new in the entertainment world?
Well, you know, it's not really... The concept of the book, basically, is watching what goes on in the entertainment world and applying it to your own business. And, for instance, like, we could learn from watching the Grammys last night. Did you watch the Grammys at all?
I watched it to the degree that I could. You know, it's pretty bad when you watch the Grammys. Now, this is a television program about music, right?
Yeah.
How bad is it? What does it say about me or about them when I know that there's some of it that I want, but in order to get to the part that I want, I mute the other stuff? What do you think? Here's my question, Tom. I'm asking the honest question here. Is that say more about me or about them?
It probably says a lot about society. I mean, you know, how many cans of soup do you walk by before you get the chicken noodle that you want? I mean,
it's
the same thing in any type of market. You have to go through some stuff sometimes to get to the stuff that you want. I think with that, I just think a generational deal. Every generation has complained. I mean, I remember, you know, I watched it last night. I see Paul McCartney there. I remember watching Paul McCartney as a kid, kid, and having my parents complain about, look at their hair, those girls. Every generation complains about the younger generation's music. But what I was looking at in this is the life lessons that to be learned from this. I mean, for instance, Jennifer Hudson yesterday was a great metaphor for me. Jennifer Hudson, if you heard her sing, man, she knocked it out of the park.
Right.
Well, this is a woman who, 3 months ago, you know, her whole family was murdered. I mean, three months ago, she was, like, devastated and you know, just completely hurt and you didn't know if she'd ever want to sing again. And here she is at the Grammys out there now really building it out in a very triumphant appearance.
Right.
And I just looked at that almost as a metaphor sometimes for what we're going through right now with the economy. You know, I mean, we're going to get out of this, and when we do get out of it, it'll be a triumphant, bounce back, comeback.
But
I look at that as being inspirational, you know, and looking at it as an option, an opportunity to look at that and say, wow, yeah, you know what, it's great to overcome tough times.
Well, and not to compare bad business to the kind of tragedy that her family had, and I know that's not what you're doing, but you're exactly right. I mean, this is a time when we find out what we're made of, isn't it? And another thing, Tom, I've been pointing out to people, there are two generations of people in the marketplace today who've never been through a real recession.
Oh, no, you're right. And having not been through a real one for the last two generations, I could have done without going through another one. But you know what? I was around. I was starting my career in the '80s when the first recession came about. And I know we'll get through it. That's the thing that I think that maybe a lot of people today that are freaking out and panicking don't realize is that we will get through this. We will come out stronger on the other end, and that's what we've got to do. Yeah, we've got to be vigilant. We've got to be aware. It is a changing environment. I mean, just like we talked about the music changing, the business world is changing too, and you've got to be aware of what the changing tastes are. I mean, even though you wanted to go and maybe hear the bands that you wanted to hear, A lot of stuff you didn't want to hear along the way. Same thing is true as, you know, you're a little bit older in the business world and having to adapt to a changing business environment. There may be some stuff that you don't like, but
you know, one thing that somebody said on the show the other day, one of my guests said, "Don't waste this crisis."
Excellent point.
Isn't that a great point?
Excellent point, you know, because the weak are going to fall by the wayside. And so, you know, that's going to make it a little bit easier for you as you come out on the other side. You know, the point I was making before about the musical artists having to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Plant was on there last night with Alison Krauss. I mean, here's the guy from Led Zeppelin.
Talk about vinegar and water. I mean, you know, or oil and vinegar, I guess I should say. Yeah, it's... I stand by. You know, and there's another example I want to give a little bit of that I think that happened last night. Even though I didn't enjoy the performance much, I saw a pretty good metaphor there for our current economy. And we'll talk about that on the other side of these messages. Right back with our good friend Tom Becca. Right after these messages, 20 till. Stay with us. Little Heart bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Lessingame, small business advocate, and that's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the Wilson sisters. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Don't forget to check out my newsletter while you're there. Hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. Also, check out my blog, which is on the website, right off the website at the top there, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the blog is there. Also, my knowledge base, askjim.biz, and the articles, the archives, the past interviews that we've done, arranged in categories so you can find whatever you need. And of course, right there on the homepage, a lot of new stuff. Every day we post new articles and the most recent archives there, surveys and the hottest websites, book reviews right there. So I hope you check that out. Tom Becker is with us. He's the author of There's No Business Without the Show. So a talk show host there in Omaha, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am. Do a talk radio program and former stand-up comic and pretty much a renaissance man, if you will.
Exactly. You're like me, a legend in your own mind, right?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, what else, what are the similarities, what other analogies did you see, other metaphors did you see at the Grammys last night that small business owners can take away? I've got one, but I'd like to hear another one of yours.
Yeah, I started to mention the Robert Plant and Alison Krauss deal. I mean, I at first was upset when I heard that Robert Plant wasn't going to be touring with Led Zeppelin. And then when I saw how he looked last night, I said, you know what, it's probably a good thing. Because it's like, wow, he'd be up there, everybody would be looking and saying, wow, look how old he got.
I mean, 20 years ago, who would have thought that somebody with Led Zeppelin would have been doing a duo with somebody from a bluegrass artist, exactly.
And it works, and that's the thing. I mean, you can, you know, you're never too old to try new things. You're never too old to go out there and venture and deal with a changing environment. And that's what you have to do. You know, deal with a changing environment. Another thing that I learned about this, and the thing I think that business owners can learn from, and what salespeople can learn from, is, you know, everyone that won last night is going to be has a new name now. They are now going to be known as Grammy winners,
right?
Coldplay, or you know, whoever the act
right.
is. They're going to be known as Grammy winners. Promote your accomplishments. If you are a top salesman, and if you won awards in your field, promote that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't be shy about your accomplishments. None of these entertainers are shy about their accomplishments.
Right.
You got to
be able to promote yourself when it's appropriate and in an appropriate way, because if you don't, nobody else will. Another thing that I noticed that I saw last night, I didn't enjoy the performance, a lot of the performance, because I'm not a big Jonas Brothers fan, but I am a big Stevie Wonder fan.
Right.
And, you know, I watched the Jonas Brothers and Stevie Wonder playing together, and I thought, what's wrong with that picture? You know, how did these wet behind the ears sniveling kids get to play with this legend? But then I realized, wait a minute, that's kind of what I'm doing with my a lot of my employees. I mean, if you have a small business these days, and you don't you're not talking to 25 something, 20 somethings,
yeah,
about what about the internet, about social media, about the way the digital natives are using the internet these days, using technology these days. If you're not talking to them about that, you're probably not doing as well as you could be. You might have actually not make it.
Oh, definitely, and, that, and that's part of it too. I mean, the bands, the classic bands that were there. You know, that were still maintaining. The Stevie Wonder that was there, Robert Plant, Paul McCartney, a lot of the others that have been around for a long time, they've had to adapt to a changing environment. I mean, if you take a look at, I mean, again, I'll use McCartney as an example for everything I'm talking about. First of all, he's still known as former Beatle Paul McCartney. So talk
right.
about, talk about, you know, still promoting your accomplishments. You know,
mm-hmm.
former Beatle Paul McCartney, all the changes he's seen through his career, whether it be, you know, surviving the disco craze, going through his solo career, then with Wings, and now back, and you know, and talk about bouncing back from a bad financial year. he didn't have too great of a financial year this year with that divorce.
Right.
But you know, there he was last night, you know, playing and playing with a member of a younger band, you know, the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl. And
right.
so you had a lot going on there. You had a guy that's been able to go and survive all the changes and adapt to all the changes and come out on the other end. And that's
so if people come to your business, if people come to your website and to your business, or they call on the phone or they see your ads, if they look like it's just a bunch of dusty old stuff, then and especially if it looks like it came out of the 20th century, they're not going to be very interested, are they?
No, not really. No, they're not going to be very interested. I mean, it is a world where they want that stability, but at the same time, they want...
they want
that,
a fresh coat of paint on it, don't
modern,
they?
That modern, fresh approach.
Yeah.
You know, they want to know that you can be trusted. I mean, you talk about integrity. Now, there's another issue here that I think you can learn from some of these bands. The successful artist there, McCartney. There's a man mm-hmm. with integrity. You know, he's shown up. He's had a long, long, long career, successful career. He shows up at the gigs. He does his job. He, you know, there's a man with integrity. Then you got the guy last night, well, that rap star, what, Chris Brown, who wound up getting arrested before the Grammys,
you know,
for a domestic violence case.
There's
a guy whose career is not going to go very far. Bobby Brown, yep. the other guy, his career doesn't go very far. How many of these people can you look at that throughout the music career that didn't have integrity, that
mm-hmm.
showed up drunk or high or got involved with violence or didn't do the work the way they were supposed to? And
Just say rap. You don't have to do all the others.
There's plenty of country and rock artists in that ballpark, too.
Yeah, you know, I guess so.
There's plenty of country and rock artists in that
I
ballpark,
guess so.
You know, it's,
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it. I'm not a big rap fan, as you might imagine.
Well, not my favorite either, but again,
they do have a high incidence. That you got to admit, that group does have a high incidence of that sort of thing. But anyway, I take your point. We're going to take a quick break. Tom Becker is with us. He's going to be right back. He's got some more ideas on what you and I can learn from the Grammys and from show business. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, one of my favorites. Bringing us back, Mr. Carlos Santana. I could listen to him all day. Tom Becker, what do you think?
Love Santana. You ever see Santana in a concert? You ever get a chance, go do it. It's
He's
a great
something.
Show.
He is amazing. Carlos Santana, been around for a long time. Talk about a survivor. Talking about somebody who just keeps on ticking, and like a lot of small businesses do. Tom is, by the way, folks, Tom's book is There's No Business Without the Show. Tom, give us the website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Okay, you can find the book well, it's on Amazon.com, or you can go to my webpage, which is TomBecka.com. Tom, B-E-C-K-A, TomBecka.com. And I've got a blog there, and I've got...
Can they listen to your... If they're not in Omaha, can they listen to your radio show on the Internet?
Yeah, we're online, too, at KFAB.com, and also you can I'm on from 4 to 7 Central Time.
All right, so check that out, folks.
My radio program is a general topic, whatever's in the news sort of a program, as opposed to what I'm focusing on the book here, which is using a lot of the show business techniques to help people become better salespeople, enjoy their job more, make more money, be more efficient, and more successful in this environment. Because let's face it, show business is a very, very tough environment. So what can you learn from watching the people that have succeeded in show business, and how does it apply to you and your job? And we've been getting a lot of great response from people that are finding success after reading the book.
One of the things that that happens in show business sometimes that I think doesn't work well in the regular marketplace is sometimes the more outrageous you are, the more successful you can be in show business. It's not that that works up to a point in regular business, but you can't go too far with it, can you?
Well, outrageous, but you've got to have the product to back it up. I mean, for instance, you could be, how many flash in the pans were out there because, ooh, they were so outrageous for a moment, and then you forget about them the
right
next day. But you take Madonna, for instance, who has been very outrageous over the course of her career,
mm-hmm.
but the music is solid, her act is solid,
right.
And so the outrageousness brings attention to a good product. You can't just be outrageous for the sake of being outrageous, but you do have to get noticed, you do have to get attention, you do have to create an image. Well, and that's in business. That's in any business, no matter what line of work you're in. It's a competitive world out there. So how do you stand out? Now, it may not be by being, outrageous, but you've got to be something out there that, you don't have to be shocking or scandalous. But you do have to be out there in some way that gets people's attention, that gets them noticed. For instance, let me use a perfect example here. Bill Gates. Did you notice how Bill Gates got in the news last week with his malaria speech?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bill Gates, all right, first of all, does anybody want to hear a speech about malaria? No. But if Bill Gates is giving it, maybe you'll go because it's Bill Gates. Again, the star power has created a market for this speech. But the media is still not going to cover that until Bill Gates does a little bit of theatrics, a little bit of show business, opens up a jar of mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
And starts talking about malaria. Well, now all of a sudden he has the audience's undivided attention.
He was in the audience. He opened up. You haven't seen this, folks. He opened up a jar that was filled with mosquitoes,
yeah.
and he said, "Poor people shouldn't be the only ones who are exposed to malaria."
Right.
Now, did the people stay in the audience, or did they get the heck out of there?
This is a perfect example here of how you can use show business techniques in business. Because overall, like I said, nobody wants to hear a speech about malaria. But now, not only did he get the attention of people in that audience, but he got the attention of the worldwide media that paid attention to that because he was a little bit theatrical. He was a little bit outrageous, but there was a message behind that. He wasn't being outrageous just for being outrageous. If Andy Dick is out there opening up a jar of mosquitoes and saying, ooh, we're all going to get malaria, there's nothing behind that. There's nothing there for it. But Bill Gates did it to make a point, and that shocking moment there of everybody thinking they might get malaria helped prove his point and generate the attention that he was desiring.
So, folks, the idea here is to use your critical mass as a foundation, the critical mass of your ability to deliver a product or a service and do it well and to be able to do it against all odds, use that critical mass as a foundation and your legitimacy for being a little bit outrageous or getting recognized. I see businesses do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, how many advertisers are out there and their ads are kind of outrageous or very, attention-grabbing. But if you go to the store and the product isn't there, the service isn't there, well, then it's just being outrageous and shocking, whatever, and then they're gone. So you've got to have that foundation. You've got to have that integrity. You've got to have the product and the service and deliver as advertised, if not more than advertised. But
absolutely,
you do have to still, at the same time, use some of those techniques to be a little bit shocking and out there. Because people can't buy from you if they don't know about you. If they don't remember you, they can't buy from you. And
well
that's
said.
What you can learn from these show business greats.
Well said. Tom Becker, ladies and gentlemen, BECKA. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much.
TomBecker.com, by the way, folks. The book is called There's No Business Without the Show. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.